Cosmic Connections with Madeline. Talk radio to help you work in harmony and prosper with the universe. Hello, everyone. This is Madeline Gerwick, and thanks to the Dr. Pat Show, I'm with you each week at this time on Fridays. I'm a certified astrologer and the author of The Good Timing Guide, which provides you good timing for all your activities. I'm also the co-author of The Complete Idiot's Guide to Astrology. My degree is in economics, and I specialize in business, economic, and personal astrology. I also help people achieve prosperity in all areas of their lives. Now, on this show each week, we discuss tools and ideas that you can use to work in harmony with the universe and increase your prosperity. Today, after I tell you about what's going on up in the heavens, in honor of Halloween tomorrow, I'll talk about the scary situation of what happened on 9-1-1. The biggest crime we've ever experienced in this country has not been solved, and it continues to negatively impact the health and well-being of this country. With Saturn square Pluto starting this week, we may see some interesting developments related to this event. And I'll also take your calls and give you my prosperity tip of the week. Now, before I talk about what's going on up in the heavens, I want to let you know a very special thing. You can listen to our first class of our new fall prosperity program, 8 Keys to the Ultimately Prosperous Business, for free. This first class is online, and it's on the same page that we have our information for the 8 Keys program. So to listen to the first class, just go to askmadeline.com. That's askmadeline.com. Once you're there, just click on the link for the free first class, and that page will have the purple play button so you can listen to it. You can still sign up to take 8 Keys Prosperity Training before the next class on Tuesday, November 3rd at 6 p.m. Pacific. Now, if you want a head start to help you bring in more money quickly for the holidays, then listen to that first class and register for the rest of the program. It's every Tuesday evening by telephone now through December 15th. Your investment is only $195 or $65 for 3 months. We're so confident that it can assist you in your prosperity that it has a money-back guarantee. To learn more, register, or listen to the first class free, go to askmadeline.com. That's askmadeline.com. And once you're there, look for the link under What's New. And lastly, the printed 2010 Good Timing Guides are here, so now is the time to claim yours. Be sure you have the help of the universe for all your projects and important tasks next year. To get your copy of the 2010 Good Timing Guide, order it online at our Polaris store. Just go to askmadeline.com and click on the link to the Polaris store, or call us toll-free at 877-524-8300. That number again is 877-524-8300. So, what's up in the heavens? Well, first of all, we had a very major shift yesterday when Saturn moved into the sign of Libra. Now, all astrologers love the fact that Saturn is there because this is the sign where Saturn most wants to be. This represents highly competent and very skilled managers who are balanced and fair in their decisions and actions. However, immediately, they have a very big and dirty job to do. They have a big mess to clean up. This is represented by the fact that immediately upon entering Libra, Saturn squares Pluto. It's going to be in this condition on and off for a year until next October 2010. Now, this cycle is very much about transforming structures, but doing it in a responsible and balanced way. It's also very much associated with power and control issues. We're in the closing portion of this cycle, suggesting that we're letting go of old structures and processes that no longer serve us and may never have served us well. We're rethinking what needs to change and letting go of what doesn't work. This includes the incredible amount of debt that must be handled before this economy can get rebooted. Debt issues must be rebalanced, and it remains to be seen how this will be done. The last time we had a similar cycle was in 2001 when we had 9/11. I'll talk more about that in the next part of the show, but that gives you an idea of the magnitude of changes that can occur with a cycle of this nature. This cycle could encourage Congress to put together a health care plan for the first time in our history. But it's also challenging to the economy. And you're watching this as the stock market starts declining and acting schizophrenic, going up and down. Now, in addition to starting this month with structural transformation and power issues, our full moon on Monday, November 2nd, shows that the stock market isn't looking so happy either. Our overly optimistic expectations appear to be dropping as the reality of the debt situation begins to take hold. And that's shown by the Sun, Moon, and Mercury all square to Mars and Jupiter during the full moon. And we may still have faith that all will be well again because we do have Venus trine Jupiter during this full moon, but unexpected financial adjustments shown by Venus in conjunct Uranus would show up now, help us to realize that the economy is still very much in need of repair. Plus, this full moon shows power or control issues that appear to impact the U.S. in a major way. The U.S. may be powerful, but the other country, possibly China, is in control. And whatever is occurring will impact the U.S. dollar, but it may take a few more weeks until the end of November for this issue to come to a head. Gold looks like it will continue to head up in price during this time and may even spike up during November. Hopefully you bought gold before this period. Now next, on November 3rd, be sure to notice that this day has a long timeout. And if you have a good timing guide, you should be able to spot this right away. It starts at 10:05 a.m. Pacific time, which is 1:05 p.m. Eastern time, and it continues through 8:54 p.m. Pacific time or 11:54 p.m. Eastern time. So please don't do anything important during that time. Don't buy important purchases or make major decisions. Don't try to start anything important like a promotion, hiring anyone, or anything that you want to work out well. Nothing comes of the things we do during timeout periods. And since they occur three times per week, it's important to have a good timing guide or an astrological calendar that can tell you when they occur. Now next, on November 4th, Neptune, the planet associated with illusion, confusion, and inspiration, moves forward again for the first time since May 29th. Our greatest illusion lately is that we've solved the economic issues. Perhaps we'll gain a bit more clarity as it goes direct. Let's hope. In business, Neptune is associated with finances and the company image. So be sure to double-check your finances now so you don't get surprised later. With Venus trine Neptune at the beginning of the month, money may be escaping without being noticed, or we may not realize where it's going. So pay extra attention to finances all through the entire first week of November, or you could get surprised. And if that isn't enough, the cycle of Venus trine Neptune, which will peak on Monday, November 2nd, stays in range through November 6th. This cycle is also great for romance and love. How wonderful. It's actually very expansive financially, but as I mentioned, you could also spend a lot of money and not even notice. So be careful with all your newfound abundance. Okay, now let's suppose you weren't able to take advantage of the really abundant days we had on October 26th and 27th. Then what? Your last chance to start anything major this year is next Thursday, November 5th. After that date, we run into a big problem with new starts. Mars starts to oppose Jupiter, but it never makes the aspect. Now that means that if you start a new project after November 5th, it will never complete. So save your time, money, and energy. Mars moves backwards December 20th through March 10th, so we have to wait until at least late March or later before new starts can get going again. So either start your new project now through November 5th or wait until at least late March to start it. Okay, let's talk about the good news. We're still in range of two abundance cycles. The first one, Venus trine Jupiter, is still in range through November 2nd. This is one of the top two abundance cycles there is. And the second one is Venus trine Chiron, one of the best financial aspects there is. Now that cycle peaks tomorrow on Halloween, and it stays in range through November 6th. But remember, the last good day to start anything is November 5th. So if you're trying to take advantage of this cycle, do it by November 5th. Venus trine Chiron has statistically been shown to be a super financial aspect. So do what you can to take advantage of all this abundance. Now, our last cycle is Sun square Mars, which has a lot of energy. It's easy to get agitated when we have so much energy. So it's important to do something with all this physical energy. Otherwise, it can turn into anger, frustration, or resentment, which will push away that prosperity. So don't go there. Get some extra exercise. Even some physical sexual activity is great. So do what you can with all that energy. Sun square Mars is in range now through November 9th. Lastly, I want to remind you that you can sign up to receive your own copy of What's Up in the Heavens. You can get this in your email on Fridays by registering for it. It's free, and it's a copy of the information I give you each week. Just register for it so we can send it to you free. To do so, go to my website at askmadeline.com. That's askmadeline.com. The link is under What's New by the link for my radio show. So get signed up today. Now, are you ready to hear something scary in time for Halloween? When I come back after this short break, I'll talk about what happened on 9-1-1. It's more than 8 years later, and the largest crime in the history of our country has not been solved. Discover some of the latest clues to this crime. So stay tuned. You're listening to Cosmic Connections with Madeline. I'll be right back.
Do you want to prosper by using good timing to work in harmony with the universe? Each year, show host Madeline Gerwick provides a new good timing guide so you can know the best times for all your important activities. To order the new 2010 good timing guide, just go to askmadeline.com. That's askmadeline.com. And click on the Polaris store or call 877-524-8300 to get your 2010 good timing guide today.
Creating a fulfilling life is now easy with the Code to Successful Living given to you in one 90-minute human design reading. Chetan Parkin describes your life and being in vivid detail. See his new book, published by HarperCollins, Human Design, Discover the Person You Were Born to Be, at humandesignforusall.com or call 760-298-0918. That's 760-298-0918 and visit humandesignforusall.com.
Reach your full potential and increase energy with the superfood of the Inca, Maca Magic. Maca naturally balances hormones, relieves symptoms of PMS, menopause, and erectile dysfunction. Maca increases energy, stamina, and endurance without caffeine. Visit macaroot.com. That's macaroot.com. Call 541-846-6222. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. Products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Remember, for our dogs and cats to live long and happy lives, just like people, they are what they eat. Wellness Carefully selects wholesome ingredients to create food you can trust to provide the foundation of your pet's well-being. True wellness means every ingredient has a purpose in every recipe they make. You can trust the quality of all ingredients in wellness from their source to your pet's bowl. Visit wellnesspetfood.com to find a pet specialty retailer near you. Wellness Natural Food for Pets. This is where true wellness begins.
Athletes, diabetics, moms, let me tell you about a new high-tech energy gel called Chocolate No. 9. Chocolate No. 9 is made with only organic agave and the finest dark roast Belgian cocos. No. 9 contains no refined sugar. No. 9 is a certified low glycemic index item, and best of all, Chocolate No. 9 simply tastes great. Find out more at chocolatenumber9.com or call 866-999-1909. That's 866-999-1909.
You heard about it last year. You even thought about entering, but didn't. Now, life is giving you a second chance. Announcing your second chance to change from the inside out with Dr. Pat's 2010 Holistic Makeover. So get on board. Winners will embark on a journey to make powerful change with the help and support of an entire team of coaches. Want to be a winner? Fill out the survey and tell your inspired story and how you plan to pay it forward. Go to drpatsmakeover.com. That's drpatsmakeover.com.
Welcome back to Cosmic Connections with Madeline, talk radio to help you work in harmony and prosper with the universe. Today, in time for Halloween. I'm talking about something really scary. What happened on 9-1-1? This is still a great mystery, and I'll talk about some of the strange clues that have been uncovered. And after this, I'll take your calls and give you my prosperity tip of the week. Now, with Saturn in Libra, square Pluto in Capricorn, arriving this week, what could be scarier than to realize that the largest crime against Americans has never been solved, and even appears to have been covered up? When 9-1-1 occurred, we had Saturn opposite Pluto, another challenging time for structural transformation. And here we are, 8 years later, and we still don't know what really occurred on 9-1-1. Actually, at this point, there is quite a controversy about what really happened and who did it. So I'm going to cover a little of what I know about that controversy. This is actually very important to the prosperity of our country. Whenever you have an unresolved, enormous negative situation like that, it hinders the country's ability to return to prosperity. So it's actually very important for this to really be investigated and solved. So first of all, let's look at the scientific reasons why both architects and engineers are saying the crime has not been investigated appropriately and could not have happened the way we've been told. There's now structural and scientific evidence that the two towers in Building 7 were actually demolished using a military grade of thermite explosive. Not only have they found plenty of evidence of that silver bullet in the debris, but survivors heard many explosions. There were even survivors who testified about hearing many explosions as the buildings came down. But their testimony and evidence presented was not included in the report and investigation into 9-1-1. Now, what's commonly presented for the cause of the towers falling is what's called the pancake theory. Basically, this means that the steel beams had to weaken to a huge degree very quickly. Then as the top floors collapsed, each floor underneath it collapsed. But in actuality, the temperatures from the fire were too low to cause the structural damage that occurred. They know from evidence that the temperatures were no more than 800 degrees, but it takes at least 1,600 degrees to soften steel. So the possibility that the upper floors collapsed the lower floors from fire just doesn't make sense. Now, this is an important point. Even the former manager of Underwriters Laboratory, which was involved in the investigation of 9/11, came out publicly and stated that the floor models they tested in a furnace with much hotter temperatures did not collapse. They even have proof that the temperatures of the 9/11 fire were not hot enough to even soften steel, let alone collapse it. That former manager, Kevin Ryan, was terminated a week after he publicly stated this. In addition, the buildings collapsed at nearly the same rate as free fall with no resistance from the lower floors, and it collapsed in 8 to 10 seconds. Now, this is important to understand. It means that the time it took for the towers to collapse was very close to the same amount of time it would have taken to drop an object from the top of the towers. That's not what you would expect from a situation like that. You would expect there to be a time lag while each floor absorbed the impact of the floors above it and then fell to the next floor. But that's not what happened. The two towers in Building 7 all collapsed at nearly the same rate as free fall. The only situations in which you could see that occur is when a building is taken down in a controlled demolition. And why did Building 7 collapse at all? No plane hit it. There certainly were not temperatures hot enough to bring it down. There was actually no reason for it to collapse in a matter of several seconds, and yet it did. At this point, the only thing we can be sure of is that we've been lied to by the government about 9/11. From the scientific and structural evidence, many architects and engineers believe the towers and Building 7 could not have been destroyed by any other method except a planned demolition. Even at the time of 9/11, there were people who were told not to come to work on that day. Plus, there were very large trades placed against American Airlines and United on September 10th. So you can be sure that someone powerful knew ahead of time. In fact, another steel tower in Madrid, built similarly to the World Trade Towers, burned for 20 hours in much hotter flames, and it was still standing when it was over. Even the construction manager for the Twin Towers said, the building could probably sustain multiple impacts of jetliners. Indeed, never before or since 9/11 have any steel-framed towers ever collapsed because of fire. Because of these issues, architects and engineers have organized to protest the lack of a real investigation into this crime. And you can see their site at www.ae911truth.org. That site again is www.ae911truth.org. And as if that isn't scary enough, in addition, there was no evidence at all of a plane crash at the Pentagon. No wings, no engines, no tail, no luggage, no passengers, and no debris from a plane crash. The hole that the plane supposedly made was only 16 feet wide, but the plane was 100 feet wide. In reality, there is no way a Boeing 757 could have made that hole. Only something much smaller could have done that. Even stranger, the Pentagon is in a no-fly zone. In fact, the Pentagon is the most heavily protected building in the world. Only military aircraft with the military IFF transponder and the proper codes would have been allowed to approach the Pentagon, or else anti-aircraft missiles would have fired on it. Plus, it would have been intercepted by fighter pilots unless it was able to signal that it was supposed to be there. Of course, a civilian plane being hijacked by terrorists would not have that equipment, nor the codes to be allowed to pass through the no-fly zone. So what did get through, and what was it? Air traffic controllers thought it was a military plane because of the way it made a 270-degree turn at about 800 kilometers per hour. A Boeing 757 is not designed to fly like that, nor could a Boeing 757 have flown 20 feet off the ground into the Pentagon. Even the most experienced 757 pilots would have needed quite a few attempts to make an attack like that. Yet, here we are asked to believe that terrorists who could not even land a plane are making a very complex set of maneuvers that the most experienced pilots would be hard-pressed to do, and they did it without being shot down by the anti-aircraft or fighter pilots that are always on duty to prevent that type of an attack. The story that we've been told is just plain unbelievable, and it's time for us to wake up and demand the truth. So what did astrology show about 9/11? Here is what I wrote about it in October of 2001. There are two immediate attackers shown in the chart for 8:45 a.m. in New York City on September 11, 2001. What disturbed me is that the primary attackers appear to be very highly regarded business and or political leaders, possibly from the past or very long-standing leaders. However, their attack is not apparent like the terrorist one, but it is extremely difficult to shake off or resolve. This group also appears to have international links in multiple countries. At least some of these highly regarded attackers appear to be here in the USA, looking above suspicion and beyond question. There is yet a second group that worked with the highly regarded business and or political attackers, and this appears to be a very large, powerful international group. This group appears to be linked to other very highly regarded and influential people overseas. The terrorists themselves appear to be frontmen for these attackers. They have an obvious role. However, the terrorists appear to have just implemented the plan of the attackers, not started it, not masterminded it, not funded it. From the charts, it looks like the highly regarded attackers planned the deed and provided the money for it. Now, that's what I wrote back in 2001 after 9/11, and it's now looking like something very sinister indeed did occur. So that was my take on it 8 years ago based on astrology. As long as our government is allowed to lie to us, we cannot be free. We cannot even grow and be prosperous. A government which suppresses the truth and lies to its own people is doing only one thing, controlling them. Now, what's going to change that? You and your consciousness. As soon as you decide that this behavior is intolerable and unacceptable, and we demand the truth, that's when we will get the truth. But as long as we're complacent and willing to be lied to, the government has no need to tell us the truth. Now, there's a series of YouTube videos that give a very good overview of all the issues that were not addressed by the official story of what happened on 9/11. And it states that it's hard to exaggerate the importance of a scientific debate over the causes of the collapse of the Twin Towers. It gives many more details than I have time to mention here. So to find it, just Google this, zero, that's right, Z-E-R-O, an investigation into 9/11, part one. That's zero, an investigation into 9/11, part one. And be sure to click on the link so you can watch it on YouTube, which gives you a much bigger screen to watch. Now, considering that 9/11 was the most serious crime ever committed in America, it only makes sense for this issue to come to the forefront again for a new investigation during Saturn square Pluto. 9/11 occurred back when we had Saturn opposite Pluto, so this is a resonance of that energy. But this time, with Saturn in Libra, maybe we'll get it right. With Saturn in Libra square Pluto on and off now through late October 2010, let's see if we can raise this issue again. Now, do you have a question for me? After this short break, I'll be taking your calls. I can answer personal, business, timing, economic, and prosperity questions. And if you have a personal question, I need to know your birth date, time, and location of birth. You can call me now at 1-800-930-2819. That's 1-800-930-2819. You're listening to Cosmic Connections with Madeline. I'll be right back.
A sacred moment is a unique funeral service offering distinctive choices for honoring and celebrating the life of a loved one. Whether you want to create an intimate home funeral vigil, an environmentally friendly burial, or a personalized tribute by planning a life celebration service with the support of a celebrant, a sacred moment can guide you in creating an experience that will truly reflect a life well lived. Call A Sacred Moment at 206-529-3803 and visit asacredmoment.com.
Did you know green is no longer just a color? It's a call to action to go green. The Perf Go Green Hour is all about building community through radio. Powerful conversations about solutions to ensure healthy environments and vibrant communities. We'll talk about practical solutions and how people all over the world are changing their individual behaviors to contribute to the solution. And this radio show encourages action and commitment. Join us for a transformative hour of radio with Perf Go Green. Visit perfgogreen.com. Green by choice.
New Spirit Journal helps readers create abundance in all areas of their lives. Their articles don't just talk about theories that sound nice. They give you practical information you can use to turn those theories into practice. Available at over 500 locations in Washington and Idaho, New Spirit Journal is more than just a newspaper. It's your guide to the life you want to live. New Spirit Journal can also be read online at newspiritjournal.com.
Optimize your breast cancer screening without any radiation or pain. Effective, sensitive, and widely used thermal imaging in Europe is now available to you here in the U.S. Using state-of-the-art FDA-approved camera, Eastside's first and only breast thermography clinic is now open in Bellevue. Safe, sensitive, low cost, no referrals needed. Contact Holistic Medical Center at 425-451-0404 or on the web, drdarvish.com.
Living your life to the max means that you can have everything you want. Empowerment psychic Linda Dickinson can show you where you're headed and teach you how to change your future. Linda will share with you the messages of those who have passed before you. For a private session, visit InMyFuture.com or call 800-206-9096. Listen to Linda Dickinson on The Dr. Pat Show. Call in and hear how you can be the producer, director, and lead in your life. Today is the day to start living your life to the max.
Remember, for our dogs and cats to live long and happy lives, just like people, they are what they eat. Wellness carefully selects wholesome ingredients to create food you can trust to provide the foundation of your pet's well-being. True wellness means every ingredient has a purpose in every recipe they make. You can trust the quality of all ingredients in wellness from their source to your pet's bowl. Visit wellnesspetfood.com to find a pet specialty retailer near you. Wellness natural food for pets. This is where true wellness begins.
Welcome back to Cosmic Connections with Madeline, talk radio to help you work in harmony and prosper with the universe. I'm now taking your calls, and I can answer personal, business, timing, economic, and prosperity questions. And if you have a personal question, I need your birthday, time, and location of birth. You can call me now at 1-800-930-2819. That number again is 1-800-930-2819. And after taking your calls, I'll also give you my prosperity tip of the week. But first, before I take your calls, I just want to quickly remind you that if I don't get to your call today, you can easily arrange a consultation with me by calling my toll-free number, 877-524-8300. That number again, 877-524-8300. And remember, my 30-minute consultations for single issues like money, love, or career make a great way to get to the heart of your biggest challenge. So, Benny, do we have some callers?
We do. Let's go ahead and go to those phone lines. We have Cynthia calling in from Whidbey Island. She's actually calling in for a question about her mother-in-law. But let's first give information about Cynthia first. She was born on 12-4-53 at 5:40 a.m. in Ellensburg, Washington. And her mother-in-law is still around. She was born in 1918 and is suffering from Alzheimer's disease. And there's something about the situation. Like, her mother-in-law and Cynthia have this, communication, I should say, that is not really coming through, but there's something there. But it's hard for her, obviously, to communicate back to her mother-in-law. But let's see what Cynthia has to say. Cynthia, welcome to the show.
Well, thank you.
Hi, Cynthia.
Hi.
I actually don't need your mother-in-law's chart. Yours will show your mother-in-law. In fact, your chart will show every person in your life.
Really?
Yeah, it's pretty amazing. It's quite fascinating the way this all works.
I'm interested in your class.
I'm sorry?
I'm interested in your class.
Oh, you're interested in the Eight Keys class?
Yeah. Yeah, so I'll look into that more, but, you know, yeah.
Yeah, we hope you'll listen to the first one and join us. It's a great program, and it's guaranteed to help.
Okay.
Yes, exactly. So now what's happening between you and your mother-in-law?
Well, she just is very, very ill, and she's 91, and I just feel like there's been some betrayal that has taken place with the family of my, she's not exactly my mother-in-law, it's my fiancé, and we haven't really committed to the marriage yet because there's just been so much family turmoil on his side, and I refuse to get married under those kind of hostile kind of environment.
Right.
Because I don't want to carry that into our relationship.
Right.
So it's just kind of like, you know, like, when is this all going to end? When can we move on with our lives? And when can we find the truth of the betrayal? And
what kind of a betrayal are you talking about?
Financial.
Oh.
Financial. You know, and they kind of committed her and then got into the bank accounts and haven't given full disclosure. And, you know, there's, I question, like, the power of attorney stuff and, you know, just kind of stuff like that. I mean, I just feel like a family member that always goes, oh, you know, before God and everybody and, you know, how could anybody think that I could do anything wrong? And then all of a sudden things don't add up.
Uh-huh, right.
You know, and, you know, like not getting her to a doctor for a long time and, you know, her health really declining. And, you know, I guess you could tell by my chart that I kind of jumped to the plate. You know, I went, this is very, very wrong, and I'm going to be cavalier for my fiancé.
Get out your sword and go to battle, huh?
Yeah, you know, and I feel like, you know, that's setting a precedence for our elders and setting a precedence for ourselves. Because
right.
How would we want to be treated when we get old?
Exactly.
And would we want someone to take a stand for us? So tell me what the chart has to say about
well,
that.
Well, actually, one of the situations that shows up in your chart is the opportunity to be around deceptive actions. So this energy is in your chart, and so you're just being shown via other people these kinds of activities as a way to learn how not to allow, how not to set yourself up with something like this, you know, in some similar fashion. So it's just it's a way for you to learn about this. It looks like you've had some what I would call wounding around deception in the past.
And, yeah.
And so there's some how would I say a lot of anger, even rage in some situations associated with you discovering the betrayal, as you call it.
You get tired of people lying to you.
Yes, exactly. And so you've got this very powerful sword that comes out rather impulsively.
Through training.
You know, as you are ready to, you know, on guard people. And so you're just, you know, going through another example of watching this kind of scenario play out in your life, but not necessarily from your own action.
Do I have the ability to bring accountability?
Only to yourself.
Okay. So I can.
The way in order for you to actually change the situation is to be fully accountable yourself.
Okay.
So
am I not being that way?
We're never shown an experience that we're not somehow an energy match for. Now, that doesn't necessarily mean that you did something deceptive to somebody else, but it could mean that you're deceiving yourself.
I have some work to do to understand that one.
Well, it's not, and you know, your most strong ideal is to be taking spiritually motivated action. But of course, sometimes when you pull out the sword, you know, it gets in the way of you being able to do that.
Okay.
So there's a forgiveness piece associated with this, which we get to when we're able to forgive ourselves for not having always been honest with ourselves.
Do you see me writing a book about something similar to this?
Oh, let me look at that. That's possible. Yes, you could use this in a creative way to get your message out to people that way.
And when should I start that?
When should you start it? Well, of course, you might want to start now just making notes about how you're feeling and what the process is that you're going through.
I actually already have.
Oh, okay, good.
Yeah, I already have been doing it. And it's just like a matter of just trying to figure out, you know, like getting a publisher and figuring out what parts of it to put together. Because I have so many different aspects of it.
Well, it looks like now is a really good time for you to be writing.
Okay.
Yeah. So I would be doing all those things now. And how long
do you see that this would be going on?
What's that?
How long do you think this is going to carry on?
Well, I'm only looking at one set of five different cycles for you, so it's a little hard to tell that for sure because I'm looking at the fastest cycle. This might clear up a bit by the end of this year. You actually have the, it's like there's an opportunity for forgiveness here. For understanding and forgiveness.
That would be the ultimate.
Yes.
You know, it really would. It would be the ultimate and the easiest and the most embraced.
Yes.
Difficult.
And there's also a great opportunity for high growth. So I would take advantage of this. You have potential for you know, to really gain a lot of clarity about what you want to do over the next few years. You know, to envision what you want to bring into your life.
Okay.
Okay, I'm hearing our music. Yes, so thank you for calling in. Now, do you have a question for me? When we come back from this short break, I'll be taking one or two calls, and I can answer personal, business, timing, economic, and prosperity questions. And if you have a personal question, I need to know your birth date, time, and location. You can call me now at 1-800-930-2819. That's 1-800-930-2819. You're listening to Cosmic Connections with Madeline. I'll be right back.
Do you want to prosper by using good timing to work in harmony with the universe? Each year, show host Madeline Gerwick provides a new good timing guide so you can know the best times for all your important activities. To order the new 2010 good timing guide, just go to askmadeline.com. That's askmadeline.com. And click on the Polaris store or call 877-524-8300 to get your 2010 good timing guide today.
Did you know Greek God's yogurt fat content actually helps you lose weight? Not only does this healthy fat contribute to curbing sugar cravings, also the probiotic bacteria in Greek God's yogurt has an effect on how fats are metabolized and absorbed by the body. So don't forget to pack a Greek God's yogurt for a snack today. For more information, visit GreekGodsYogurt.com and AnnaLuke.com.
Hello, I'm Dr. Russell Kuhn from Evergreen Chiropractic Capitol Hill in Seattle. Are you eating organic, taking supplements and vitamins, and still not experiencing the health you had hoped for? At Evergreen Chiropractic, we specialize in analyzing the nerves that allow your digestive system to function at 100% potential. For more information, go to our website at evergreenchiropractic.com, and to schedule a free 10-minute consultation, call 206-323-1666. That's 206-323-1666.
Are you tired or struggling to get to where you want to be in your life? Want some help getting to that next level? Hi, I'm Dr. Melody Ivory, personal growth expert and passionate champion of your complete success. I'm excited to give you powerful books, teas, and coaching to help you easily transform your life from the inside out. Now is the time to make your life sing. Visit MelodyIvory.com for free articles, poetry, and affirmations. That's MelodyIvory.com.
Creating a fulfilling life is now easy with the Code to Successful Living given to you in one 90-minute human design reading. Chetan Parkin describes your life and being in vivid detail. See his new book, published by HarperCollins, Human Design, Discover the Person You Were Born to Be, at humandesignforusall.com or call 760-298-0918. That's 760-298-0918 and visit humandesignforusall.com.
Is it possible to change your physical destiny in just 1 hour without suffering or willpower? Cat Jabe says yes. Hear what transformed Cat and others as you jumpstart your own freedom from the boot camp body and beauty myths with pioneering experts and real-life stories. Cat will get you off the merry-go-round so you can get serious about self-transformation. Are you ready to be transformed? Catch the Cat James Show Fridays at 11 a.m. Pacific on the Dr. Pat Show Network. Visit thecatjamesshow.com.
Welcome back to Cosmic Connections with Madeline, talk radio to help you work in harmony and prosper with the universe. Right now, I'm taking one or two calls, and I believe we already have all the callers we can handle for today. And after that, I'll give you the prosperity tip of the week. Also, just a quick reminder that if I don't get to your call today, you can easily arrange a consultation with me by calling my toll-free number, 877-524-8300. That's 877-524-8300. And remember, my 30-minute consultations for single issues like money, love, or career make a great way to get headed in the right direction. So, Benny, do we have some callers?
We do, and, let's actually go to Kent. He's calling in from North Bellevue. He actually had a comment about your 9/11 story earlier, so let's bring him on. Kent, welcome to Cosmic Connections with Madeline.
Hi, Ken.
Thank you. Hello, how you doing?
Great. I'm so glad to hear your comment. Let's hear what it is.
Well, first of all, I'm right with you with what happened on September 11th, and I think a lot of the American people are aware there's something funny that's happened. I was driving in Idaho. I'm a contractor, and I was going through some rural areas, and I saw this big sign that said 911 inside job, and that's what made me start looking into this.
Uh-huh.
Now, I don't know if that went. Pardon me?
That's very interesting. You saw a sign that said that.
911 inside job. It was about a real estate size sign, and it was posted in someone's yard.
Wow.
And I thought that was interesting. But anyhow, there's another. This is another interesting thing. There is a group of a religious body that's called the Seventh-day Adventists, and they actually have a book that they don't. Many of their own members are in disagreeal with, but many of them accept what's been said in this book. It's called Testimonies, Volume 9. On page 11, they have faith in a prophet named Ellen White, and she had a vision on what happened on September 11th, and the beginning of that chapter is called The Last Crisis. And it's just amazing that not only is there, you know, what you guys believe in, and also the Adventists believe in, and then there's just general public, people that don't really have any faith-based. They're all coming, all three groups are coming to the same conclusion that there's something that went wrong on September 11th in our country that's not, we're not getting the whole truth.
Right, exactly right. We're not getting the whole truth, that's for sure. Yes.
So volume 9, page 11 is where it begins, and it's about a page and a half. But it's very interesting, her comments about fire engines and hearing explosion after explosion. And there's an estate called the White Estate. She set up an estate when she died in 1915.
Uh-huh.
And when she died, that estate has been, you know how estates work. They're responsible for following through with what was written in the trust and all.
Wow.
And so what's happened is they have, you know, they haven't really been out front with many of the people about what really took it, what that book says about what happened on September 11th.
Wow.
In brief, what's interesting is that they deny that there was a connection with September 11th, the White Estate. But the members of that denomination believe that that was the fulfillment of prophecy, what happened on September 11th. And I think it's fascinating how you guys also see it. And also the general public.
Yeah. Well, we'll see what happens. I think now that, you know, Saturn's in Libra, square Pluto, that we'll see some potential resolution come to the forefront, you know, with a real investigation. But it's going to take us demanding it.
Well, you should look into, I don't know if that other website, or if it's a website, or if it's something you can Google, but it's 911 inside job.
AE911Truth. .org.
Yeah, I have that one. But there's another one.
Yeah, 911truth.org. And the other one was zero.
Yeah, I got it. Investigation
into 911. Yeah, zero, Z-E-R-O, and investigation into 911. And then just Google, part one. It's 10 different YouTube.
So pretty much, what you guys are saying agree with what they're saying with Volume 9, page 11 of the testimonies.
Yeah, it's very interesting video, and they've got a lot of experts on it. And there's actually a lot more in it than what I can
tell you about
over the radio. There's a limited time. Yeah, but it's a very worthwhile series of videos to go and watch. And thank you for calling in.
You too.
Okay. Benny, do we have another caller?
We do. I think we have time for one more, so let's run off to those phone lines. We have Angie standing by. She's calling in from Seattle. She's looking for a B-Day forecast. Her birthday is actually coming up in the next month. It's 12-8-64 at 1:10 p.m., and she was born in Everett. She's just looking out for a little bit of a foreseen future, I should say. So, Angie, welcome to Cosmic Connections with Madeline.
Thank you. Hi, Madeline.
Hi, Angie. Where do you live now, Angie?
I'm in Seattle now.
Seattle. Oh, okay. I'm just going to look at your solar return real quick here that's coming up. for this next birthday, and then I can tell you a little bit kind of quick here about what's going on. It looks like you're very, very focused on your career for the next year, starting with your birthday.
Okay.
And anything that you do to focus on your career will help you next year, you know, when your birthday comes around next year, for the coming year with a relationship. And,
oh, okay.
And so it's a big year for you. You have the potential for a lot of, how would I say, visionary things to be happening here. Have you thought much about what you really want to bring into your life?
Well, actually, I've been unemployed for the past year and a half, and so I've been blessed with schooling. And so
right.
I've had my interest in a lot of different areas, but mostly in regards to stewardship to the environment. And,
okay, and that looks very, very strong in here.
Oh, okay, yeah. And I've had some really great opportunities for just continuing on being a sponge in that direction, basically. But my work, my biggest concerns right now are the fact that with unemployment and schooling, I'm concerned about the income running out.
Well, it actually looks like you could get work. Your career is very big, and it looks like money is coming in.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so you can, so one thing to think about is, be careful how you focus your energy. Every time you think about being unemployed, you're actually affirming that you don't have work and that you won't have work.
Sure, okay.
So be careful with your words and your thoughts, and start thanking the universe in advance for having already provided the perfect job. Do this at least 17 seconds each time you do it, imagining what that job is like, what you're doing in that job, who you're with, the kind of people you're working with, and be sure you do it for a total of at least 68 seconds a day. Just
okay.
To enjoy that job has already come to you. It should come to you fairly quickly, at least through, you're already in the zone where that job could come to you.
Okay, super.
Yeah, So start working on that right now. Anytime you have any thoughts about being unemployed, cancel, clear it right out loud.
Okay.
Yeah, and then substitute, thanking the universe for having already provided the perfect job. Make sure you have those words already provided in there, because you're never going to be in the future. You want it to be in the now.
Okay, great.
Okay. All right.
Thank you
take
so
care,
much.
And thank you for calling in.
All right.
Okay. Now, each week I give a prosperity tip from our 8 Keys Prosperity Training. And this week your tip is this. Stop taking actions out of fear or anxiety and start taking inspired and joyful actions. It's the energy of our actions that makes such a difference in how successful they are. When we feel inspired to take actions, the energy that goes out with those actions is positively charged. That's what attracts the money to us easily and effortlessly. But when you do things because you think you should do them or have to do them, the energy that goes out is low. So even if you take all the right actions, if they're not taken in a joyful or inspired energy, you don't get the success you could have had. So save your energy for joyful service to others or lots of fun. Now, next Friday on November 6th, tune into my show about the ins and outs of power, sex, and prosperity. Did you know that if any of those areas are out of balance, money won't flow in easily? There's always a blockage that prevents it. So learn about the relationship between these three areas and how you can ensure that you're in the flow. I'll also take your calls and give you my prosperity tip of the week. In the meantime, remember to visit my site at askmadeline.com. That's askmadeline.com. And while you're there, be sure to listen to the first class of 8 Keys Prosperity Training for free. And be sure to order one of the new 2010 Good Timing Guides and newsletters so you can work in harmony with the universe and have the wind at your back. Or call us toll-free to arrange a consultation or timing at 877-524-8300. This is Madeline Gerwick. bringing you Cosmic Connections with Madeline. And until next time, I'm wishing you good timing for success and the joy to create prosperity.